Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 7th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber sitting here together today on this beautiful fall morning. We prepared this message and now want to share it with you who've chosen to click on the link to get to our podcast. Today's message is titled, Abba, Father. The scripture text is from Romans 8, verse 15.
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
Several years ago, Brooksine watched a TV program about international adoptions that was very touching. Since her daughter, Esther, is adopted from Guatemala, she invited her to watch the program with her. I was working in my home office at the time, and when the program was over, Esther came into the room where I was working and had that serious look, indicating she wanted to sit on my lap and receive a hug. When she did so, she said, "Thank you for adopting me." That sure stirred the heartstrings and is something that is of great value in my emotional storehouse. She's an older teenager now, and the spiritual battle is raging in her life. Sometimes she can be, well, rather difficult. So this expression of thankfulness meant a lot to me, and to this day I draw strength from it.
But today we consider another lesson from this experience. How often do we express thanks to our Heavenly Father for our spiritual adoption? I'm not merely speaking of general thankfulness, but rather a specific thanksgiving for this act of grace. We did this often during the days following our adoption or our new birth and the early years, when the striking contrast of our life before Christ was fresh in our memory. The longer we walk with Christ, the distance grows greater from our former way of bondage to sin, and we may tend to simply take this marvelous act of mercy for granted.
The daily scripture portion tells us that we have received, quote, the spirit of adoption, end quote. The Apostle Peter describes it so succinctly. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. It's in 1 Peter 2, verse 10. The Apostle Paul writes of our previous condition and what happens at our spiritual adoption in Ephesians 2, 12 and 13, describing it this way, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. The word for adoption indicates a new family relationship with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities. Hallelujah.
As a result of this adoption, we cry out, Abba, Father. As we study and ponder this portion of the text this morning, it's very hard to convey the powerful way that this would have impacted the initial recipients of the letter. The Amplified Version words it this way, in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father.
Abba is an Aramaic expression that was used in the family like Daddy or Papa is used today. Until the day of my father's death in 1998, I always called him Daddy, even though I was in my mid-40s. I don't believe I ever in all my life addressed him directly as Father. Perhaps father sounded too formal, while the daddy was a more intimate, personal, and yet respectful title. Today, let us heartily express thanks to our Heavenly Father for His love for us and acting on that love in adopting us.
Let's pray. Father, once we were slaves to sin, but because of Your all-consuming love for us, we are now children of the Most High. We shed the former way of life when we lived unto ourselves and allowed the malignancy of sin to spread like cancer. Now we walk in newness of life and gratefully bear the name of Christ and identify ourselves as Christians. We are renewed daily by the power of Your Spirit that is within our new nature. Our hearts are now predisposed to loathe sin and love righteousness, because we are children of the Heavenly Father. May we bring honor to our identity as a Christian as we represent the name of Christ in our words and actions. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And thank you, podcast listener, for joining us today. It is a joy. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday we prepare these messages. We've been doing so since 1996, although it's just been the last two or three years that Brooksine's really taken a much greater part in this. She was always beside me, of course. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have some additional features on the site today. We're able to communicate in the podcast. We have several photos up, as we typically do. One, just a beautiful photo we took along the road a couple days ago that kind of has an interesting message. Photo also of a dinner last night with some friends in our home, and an opportunity we have to bless our daughter's youth leaders for over 6 years now, who've done such a great job in expressing love to her. We also have a number of audio or video links up today, links that will play an audio or video of music that we feel supports the message. You can get to that directly from the site. If you're listening to the message the 7th of November, it'll be on the website at dailyencouragement.net. Otherwise, just go back to the previous message till you get to that particular date, or of course many of you are reading this on an email or a blog post, and you can also get that directly from that particular post. Well, thank you for joining us today. May you be encouraged today, and may you express thanks to our loving Heavenly Father for our spiritual adoption.